Unnatural Causes by P.D. James. Read by Michael Jaston. Book 1, Chapter 1. The corpse, without hands, lay in the bottom of a small sailing dinghy, drifting just within sight of the Suffolk coast. It was the body of a middle-aged man, a dapper little cadaver, its shroud a dark pinstripe suit, which fitted a narrow body as elegantly in death as it had in life. The handmade shoes still gleamed, except for some scuffing of the toe-caps. The silk tie was knotted under the prominent Adam's apple. He had dressed with careful orthodoxy for the town, this hapless voyager, not for this lonely sea, nor for this death. It was early afternoon in mid-October, and the glazed eyes were turned upwards to a sky of surprising blue, across which the light southwest wind was dragging a few torn rags of cloud. The wooden shell, without mast or rollocks, bounced gently on the surge of the North Sea, so that the head shifted and rolled as if in restless sleep. It had been an unremarkable face even in life, and death had given it nothing but a pitiful vacuity. The fair hair grew sparsely from a high, bumpy forehead. The nose was so narrow that the white ridge of bone looked as if it were about to pierce the flesh. The mouth, small and thin-lipped, had dropped open to reveal two prominent front teeth, which gave the whole face the supercilious look of a dead hare. The legs, still clamped in rigour, were wedged one each side of the centre-board case, and the forearms had been placed resting on the thwart. Both hands had been taken off at the wrists. There had been little bleeding. On each forearm a trickle of blood had spun a black web between the stiff fair hairs, and the thwart was stained, as if it had been used as a chopping block. But that was all. The rest of the body and the boards of the dinghy were free of blood. The right hand had been taken cleanly off.